Hello. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, which is all about women in country music. And yeah, I don't know if you can hear the industrial-sized lawnmower behind me. Hopefully not. The concept for today was a September release show. However, I had a midterm to study for, and a lot of homework, and friends to see, and things to do, etc., etc., and it was taking me a long time to find stuff I liked. Hours and hours. And at a certain point, I had to let it go. So, this is a looser playlist today because I did find some stuff. There's some really, really good releases this month. But, yeah. So, there's gonna probably be time for some stuff that doesn't exactly fit and is just stuff I've been listening to or whatever. But that's okay. It'll still be fun. Still lots of good music to hear. So, stay tuned after this PSA.
Community Forklift is a nonprofit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org. for salvage store hours.
All right. So, like I said, there were some really good releases this month, actually. And maybe I'll come back to this theme when I have more time to research some more stuff. Or maybe it'll be enough content. Let's see. But anyways, there was some really good stuff, including one of my favorite artists since I started having a show here, who is Nico Case. Actually, not since I started having a show, last summer, as in summer 2024. I did a show all summer, this show all summer. And I did an episode about alt country, which I hadn't really explored that much of as a concept, honestly. I started with very traditional country. And then I did an alt country show and I played what is now one of my favorite songs by Nico Case, Hold On, Hold On. And slowly got very, very, very into her catalog. And it's very cool, I think. It's very, I like the early stuff. She has her first album is called The Virginian, and that's considered alt country, but it's really only alt in that it's like not like the pop country you hear on the radio most of the time, you know, like it's like very traditional honky-tonk sound, and it's great, and it really highlights her voice, which I was talking to a friend this weekend about how Wikipedia calls her like a 40 mile per hour fastball or something. I think that's a fastball. I don't know much about that, but anyway, she has a really, really incredible voice, I feel, and a lot of other people feel. And she slowly got like weirder and weirder with her instrumentation and songwriting and such. And she writes a lot about nature and feeling very connected to nature. And she writes a lot about feminism in a very like weird, futuristic way, which I find very fun. And this album is different for sure. I think I was describing it to someone as cinematic, but she has an orchestra backing her on this album, and so it's a different sound, very orchestral, and farther and farther and farther away from country, I would say, but that's okay. It's still really cool, and I'm seeing her live tomorrow, which is very exciting. It's in a theater, Lincoln Theater, and I'm curious if there's going to be any kind of orchestra, because it seems that this album, to an extent, needs that, unless she's going to go in a very different sound direction. So, we'll see what happens there, but very, very excited for that. And anyways, enough with my chatting. I'm somewhat trying to fill up time since I didn't plan as many songs, and there's only so many songs here I have a lot to say about. So I thought I would. But anyways, maybe we'll go crazy and play two songs by her. We'll see. This is called Winchester Mansion of Sound, and for now it's my favorite song on the album. It was one of the singles, and I think it highlights her voice and her songwriting in a really fun way. She said this album was largely inspired by the grief of losing a number of musical collaborators, and that is largely what this song is about. I think this song is about some particular friend. But anyways, this is Winchester Mansion of Sound by Nico Case.
I still think of you in your wiry curved guitar. You can play so far out of tune and still kick me in the heart. I only hear things secondhand and consider you from far away, way, 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 way. You're like some silent movie star swanning off to heaven or Arizona or wherever they go. I know you fight to keep it all aligned. You're too much life but just one body, body, body. Gravity undesigns you all the time. And I remember I walked under that railway bridge at the furious pace of the unhinged. Unbound together. You said things too wild for just one night. I'm yours forever, always was. One foot follows another, one by one. Down in the sand forever, only music is forever. And you're a Winchester mansion of sound. If you think I'm talking about romance, you're not listening. It's too much life for just one lifetime. So you string a few together just to bang them all around and build a tragedy's momentum. You're a Winchester mansion of sound. Mad strides deliver a tender psychic river. We slip out of tune together. An emergency, your eyes, the grip of recognition. You echo back a wilderness to Winchester Mansion of Sound. I'm yours forever, down in the sand forever. Only music is forever. You're a Winchester Mansion of Sound. Down, down, baby, down by the roller coaster. Down, down, baby, down by the roller coaster.
Champagne.
That was Elderberry Wine by Wednesday. You may have heard that one. I feel like I've heard it a bunch on various platforms. Wednesday is the band of Carly Hertzman, I think. Oh, I should know that. And MJ Lenderman. And I believe when they started the band, Carly Hertzman, okay, close enough. I believe when they started the band, they were a couple already, because I read they had been a couple for 9 years. There's also other band members. They're cool too. Zandy Chelmis, that's a fun name. Anyways, she is obviously a woman and she leads the band, so that's why I thought it fit. The other band members are men. But anyways, I was saying that I read, I think on Pitchfork, how they were in a 9-year relationship that ended after the last album before this one, Rat Saw God, which WMUC called our favorite album of 2023, and it is really cool. This is somewhat of a softer sound. That one was definitely still them branching into this sort of alt-country arena, but it was much more screamy, and that was pretty fun. This one's a little softer. It's still really, really good, though. This is one of my favorite releases out this month, for sure. But yeah, it's kind of wild that they got the band back together after ending their 9-year relationship. I think everyone kind of thought that was the end of Wednesday, but they're back, and they sound great. So that's cool. This album is called Bleeds, which is a fun name, and it's got a wacky looking album cover that kind of reminds me of like a Dinosaur Jr. type image. Why is there a ton of static now? Anyways, up next we have a song called Blue by an artist named Malin Peterson. She is Norwegian. She's on a label called Die With Your Boots On, which is apparently a bluegrass label based out of Oslo, Norway, which is kind of wacky and fun. And she's got an album out this month called Wildflower, and it sounds really good, so that's cool. Here it is, Blue by Malin Peterson.
It's not really true, not really real.
understood just why I can see anything blue like that. You never really ache like that. And now you're on the kitchen floor, acting like you've never cried. Thank you.
Right. I don't know why there's all this feedback now, but, anyways, that was Sapphire Blue by Meredith Moon. It's a fun name. She is Canadian, doing a little international stuff today, and, she's sort of bluegrass, too. She's a banjo player. That song doesn't really highlight that terribly well, but I liked the lyricism. Not really sure what she means by "don't let New Orleans get the best of you." I think it's a great city. But anyways, she had a lot of different producers on this album, including Jerry Douglas, which I feel like every time I do a release radar, I see that he's producing something, so I guess he's a big-time producer now. The next song we have is Lonesome in Blue by Alyssa and Wayne Brewer. Well, it's not by them, exactly. It's a Stanley Brothers song, I think, or it might be Robert Stanley individually. Anyways, they seem to mostly do covers, and I was intrigued because I discovered that this is their second album called Lonesome in Blue, and the first one was called Alyssa and Wayne Sing George and Tammy. And if you hadn't figured it out, Stand By Your Girl is a reference to Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette, which there is a cover of on this album. But I found this one more enjoyable, so I went for that. No one can beat Tammy at her own stuff, and this one was fun. It's a very neo-traditional country duet, and yeah, here it is. This is Lonesome in Blue by Alyssa and Wayne Brewer, and you are listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and like I said, this is Stand By Your Girl. Here it is.
Excuse me, miss, and may I say, you look beautiful today.
Thank you, but I'm married. It sure was nice for you to go out of your way.
You're welcome. You see, I'm sitting all alone.
Yes, I am. I see you are too.
Can I be forward enough to ask your name? They call me lonesome. What do they call you?
I'll call you lonesome. You can call me blue.
Lonesome and blue.
Together.
Brings people together sometimes.
I was thinking the same thing too.
different world in time, God only knows.
We could have been together, who knows? Farther down the line,
I wish you were mine. My broken heart won't mend,
so I'll just stay blue,
and I'll stay lonesome too. Lonesome and blue.
That was Dar Williams with a song called Maryland, Maryland. Felt like I had to play that one because I've never heard such a clear love letter to Maryland in a song. And She is not from Maryland, despite what she says in that song. She's from New York and has always lived up that way, as far as I could tell. I couldn't really find any explanation of a reason for her writing that, or so clearly knowing so much about Maryland history, but thought it was cool. She's cool. I've listened to her for a long time. Yeah, she's more folky than country, but it's still cool. Still fits enough, I feel. We're gonna get even less country now, maybe, because I don't have any more great ideas for September. Yeah, so we're gonna go back to some other stuff that I liked. The next song we're gonna hear is called Full Moon by Juliana Riolino, featuring an artist called Weird Nightmare, which I like that name. This album is not fully out yet. It's been coming out in pieces. It's called Echo in the Dust. She was another artist I discovered through making playlists for the show. I think I found her doing a country rock playlist and then started listening to her stuff a ton, and I really, really like her voice. She's got sort of a raspy voice, and I think it's great. And I somewhat impulsively bought tickets to see her at Songbird, not till February. But I'm excited. I've never been there before, so that'll be cool. And the song is really cool, I think. I don't know how country it is. It's almost more indie rock or something, but it's fun. So here it is. And then after that, you're going to hear a really non-country Nico Case song called Neon Gray Midnight Green, which is also the title of this new album, which is also the first album in 7 years, which I think is really exciting. I was not necessarily expecting there to be a new album, so very exciting, as I said earlier. And this, yeah, you'll hear those, and then we'll talk after.
Time.
sea that keeps the planets aligned. This breeze blowing in through the back door, where I should walk free, taps at my frustration against the outside wall, just loud enough to drive me crazy.
Wasn't that so weird and awesome? I think so. That, like I said, that was Nico Case with the title track off the new album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. She says Neon Gray, Midnight Green refers to the colors of the Pacific Northwest, like, skyline or whatever, where she is from. Yeah, I thought that one was awesome. It was super, super weird and super cool, and the lyrics are great. I really like the one where she says, She drives barefoot to feel the ecstasy of animal speed. I don't really know exactly what that means, but she often melds connections to animals into her songs. And she's the coolest. So anyways, we'll finish out today with two releases from over the summer that I really enjoyed and I felt like revisiting. This may be my favorite release of the summer. This is called Every Ghost by Kelsey Walden, or that's what the album is called anyways, and it's very outlaw country in my opinion. It's very cool. She's from a town called Monkey's Eyebrow in Kentucky, which I think is really, really special. This song in particular, almost all the album is her own rights, or she wrote the stuff, but this song is a cover, but I think it's a really, really cool cover. It's a Hazel Dickens song, who is an old-time bluegrass singer who used to record on Smithsonian Folkways and such, and she wrote a lot about feminism, which is what this song is essentially about, and a lot about workers' and miners' rights. She was a big advocate for coal miners' rights, and she's awesome. And yeah, so anyways, that's that one. And then after that will be Streets of Boulder by Shelby Means. And Shelby Means was also one of my favorite releases of the summer. It's her debut, and she had been in Molly Tuttle's band, who is a bluegrass performer, guitarist, etc. And Molly Tuttle and her husband Kyle are featured on this song, so I thought that was a fun tie back to that, and Boulder's great. So that'll close this out, and I think that'll be a great closer, and I really appreciate you turning in today. Thank you so much. I'm here every Wednesday, 11 a.m. I'm Orla, if you didn't know, and my show is called Stand By Your Girl, and it is, to an extent, women in country music, although those last ones may have had you questioning that, but these ones won't. So this is Ramblin' Woman by Kelsey Walden. Thanks so much again, and I'll see you next week.
About
I'm back. I realized those songs aren't going to fill out the time quite the way I had thought they would, so I'm back to tell you that that album is released on what had been John Prine's record label called Oh Boy Records. Just a cool little fun fact, I feel. And I don't know what else to say. We'll be starting Record Team soon. You should come to that. We have the largest record collection east of the Mississippi River, we think. No one else has come forward to challenge that. So yeah, you should come. And yeah, thanks again for tuning in. See you next week.
I left you in the pouring rain upon the streets of Boulder, cursing life, wanting love, leaving this town. A lonesome whistle cries, blotting out your haunting memory, and the train moves on and on. Who am I to leave you all alone? Who are you to watch me walking out? How are we to know it won't work out this time? Who are we to know what love is all about?
Heart rate up.